Good morning, and welcome to the LCB conference call. My name is Zunera, and I'll be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I'll now turn the call over to Ms. Tiernan Sittenfeld. Ms. Tiernan, you may begin.
Thanks, Zunera. Hi, everyone. I'm Tiernan Sittenfeld, the Senior Vice President for Government Affairs with the League of Conservation Voters. Thanks for joining us today. Every year since 1970, LCB has published the National Environmental Scorecard, which rates the environmental and public health voting records of each member of Congress. LCB is committed to making racial justice and equity a major priority, and as part of that effort, we've conducted a new analysis of our 2016 scorecard data from earlier this year. Today, LCV and LCV's CHISPA program are releasing our first-ever report on congressional caucuses of color, which is available in English and Spanish at lcv.org/2016CCOC report. This special report shows that members of Congress who are active in caucuses representing people of color are often among the strongest supporters of public health and the environment, not just because they vote pro-environment, but because they also champion efforts to protect the air we breathe, the water we drink, the lands we cherish, and so much more. On the 2016 scorecard, the Congressional Asian Pacific American Executive Board members earned an average score of 98%. The Congressional Black Caucus received an average score of 89%, and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus earned an average score of 90%. For comparison, the average 2016 score in the Senate was 50%, and the average score in the House was just 43%. The leadership of the congressional caucuses of color is more important now than ever before because the stakes have never been higher. Climate change is clearly upon us with devastating impacts that often hit frontline communities and communities of color hardest. We had finally begun to make major progress in the fight against climate change thanks to incredible leadership from President Obama, but President Trump has quickly become the most anti-environmental president we've ever had. And we are now in the fight of our lives to defend both bedrock environmental laws and recent climate progress. And now I'm honored to introduce our excellent lineup of speakers who will give brief remarks, and then we'd be happy to take questions. First, we'll hear from Senator Mazie Hirono, who has been an incredible advocate for the people of Hawaii and for the environment and public health. She has an impressive lifetime score of 94% on the National Environmental Scorecard, with perfect scores of 100% in 2015 and 2016. Then we'll hear from Cristobal Alex, who is president of the Latino Victory Fund, which works to build Latino political power so that voices of Latinos are reflected at every level of government and in the policies that drive our country forward. Next will be the Reverend Lennox Yearwood, president and CEO of the Hip Hop Caucus, minister, community activist, and one of the most influential people in hip hop political life. He works tirelessly to encourage the hip hop generation to utilize its political and social voice. And finally, we'll hear from Jennifer Allen, who is LCV's Senior Vice President of Community and Civic Engagement. And with that, let's hear from Senator Hirono. Thanks for joining us today, Senator.
Thank you, Tiernan, and I'm really proud to earn 100% record or ranking on your newest environmental scorecard. And it's nice to know that I'm going in the right direction toward 100%. So I want to keep it that way by continuing to be working with you and being supportive of the issues that and priorities that we all share. And I'm very glad that this year you're focusing on the record of the congressional caucuses of color, because the Tri-Caucus, we try to work together. In fact, we had a meeting of the Tri-Caucus not too long ago, and the idea is in a bicameral way to work on those issues that are really important to us. And, of course, among those are health issues and environmental concerns. So we all know it's no coincidence that the caucuses of color have very high support rankings with all of you, because we really understand the challenges that people of color face in our communities. And we know that they often are in communities where the environmental issues are much more severe in terms of access to clean water or exposure to air pollution, all kinds of other environmental considerations. And the members of the Tri-Caucus are very aware of these kinds of disparate conditions that people of color face. And I think it's very instructive that you're doing this this kind of focus on what we do in Congress. So keep up the good work. And yes, these times are very challenging and requires all of us to stay engaged more than ever, because we do have an administration through not just the president, but through executive orders, but through his cabinet members are really going back on so many of the environmental progress that we've made over the years, to the point where they can't even have information about climate change or that refers to climate change on their various websites. So this is a frontal assault on the environmental and social and community concerns that we've all been fighting for a long time. And I tell my staff on a fairly regular basis that people in our country get screwed every single second, minute, hour of the day. And if by our efforts we can decrease that number, we will be making a difference. We will be doing our jobs. I am contacted on a pretty regular basis these days about what individuals can do in the age of Trump. And I tell them that it is really important for everyone to be engaged and to continue to be activists and to do what they've always been doing to support their communities, but to do more of it and to reach out to other groups that they may normally not have worked with. To collaborate and support each other, because these are very unusual times. So we will continue. I will continue to keep fighting for the things that are worth fighting for. And you know, it goes from who should be on the Supreme Court to who should be heading up EPA. So anyway, thank you so much for all that you folks are doing, and I look forward to continuing to work with all of you.
Thank you for your incredible leadership, Senator. We're very grateful. Cristobal?
Thank you. I also will join you in thanking the Senator for her incredible leadership, and congratulations on your 100% score. Thank you, LCB, for having me on today for this important conversation. I'll start off by saying that Latinos are disproportionately impacted by the harmful effects of pollution. And it's one reason why poll after poll has shown that Latinos care about the preservation of our environment. Because of relentless attacks on environmental protections in favor of wealthy individuals by this administration, we need to make serious investments in supporting climate champions across the country. Latinos want clean air and a strong economy. As our electoral power continues to grow, we need to know that our leaders in Washington are fighting to protect our health and grow jobs. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. The Congressional Caucuses of Color Special Report is a critical tool for us to use in holding our elected officials accountable and to reward them when they do right by us. With that in mind, I want to congratulate the Congressional Hispanic Caucus for receiving an average score of 90% on the 2016 Congressional Caucuses of Color Special Report. CHC members have formed a bulwark of resistance against this hostile administration by consistently championing our communities on the Hill and in their districts. Because the measures scored affect the air we breathe, the water we drink, the lands where we grow our food, and the workers who harvest that food, we need to make sure that our elected officials represent all of our interests in health. And that's why we're committed to working closely with LCV and supporting candidates who will do right by our community and who can join this flank of environmental champions. Now let me turn it over to my good friend, Rev Yearwood.
Thank you, Cristobal. As always, thank you to LCV for releasing their annual scorecard. This work is essential for us to hold our elected leaders accountable. The 2016 scorecard shows that most congressional members of color understand the need to create good policy to protect our environment. Many of these members, like Senator Hirono, are doing their part and should be applauded. Representatives such as Barbara Lee in Oakland have done some great work, and their score reflects it. Representative Lee is a founding member of the Safe Climate Caucus and a member of Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition. What makes a difference in her score, and more importantly, for her positive impact in her district. We also just saw the launch of the United for Climate and Environmental Justice Congressional Task Force by Representative McEachin, Representative J. Paul, and Bergen. Groups like this are going to help elevate the need for policies that make a difference in our communities. They are also going to help bring along other members who can do more. With that said, though, many members are not doing their part at all or not doing enough. This raises our eyebrows and forces us to ask why. Why are you not doing everything you can to protect the health of our communities? Why are you not doing everything you can to create new economic opportunities in clean energy like solar and wind? Why are you not doing everything in your power to protect the most vulnerable from the effects of climate change? While each missed point on the scorecard might seem trivial, we know that in the real world, and especially for vulnerable communities, each missed point means much more. It means more kids suffering from asthma. It means less access to new job markets. It means less access to the green spaces. It means more families living with unsafe drinking water like we see in Flint. With an eye on the 2018 midterms, you can bet that many members not doing well on this scorecard are going to be facing their constituents on these issues. The Hip Hop Caucus will be focusing our energy on turning out the vote, and we'll be using tools like the LCB scorecard to make sure people are informed on the issues. We know that those who continue to put profit over people will ultimately lose. In these times where the stakes on protecting the environment and the health of our communities have never been higher and the threats against them have never been greater, we look to our leaders on Capitol Hill to do the right thing. Through strong leadership, we can help our most vulnerable communities move from surviving to thriving. Thank you again to LCV and all power to the people.
Buenos dias. Gracias. My name is Jennifer Allen. I'm a senior vice president at LCV for Community and Civic Engagement. This report does much more than analyze the scores of congressional caucuses of color. It is indeed true that in Washington, these members of Congress are indeed the conscience of Congress, as the Rev had said. They are a demonstration of the force of the values and the priorities that communities of color across the nation depend on. But moreover, and for the most part, when these members go home to their communities, they actually restore a little bit of faith to a crumbling political system, and they restore hope in national policymakers. One of the programs that I oversee at LCV is CHISPA. It's a program that works with Latino, particularly immigrant families, to ensure that their voice, leadership, and solutions are put squarely on the table when it comes to protecting the air they breathe, the water they drink, and the planet that we all depend on today and for future generations. So for the families involved in Chispa, Arizona, for example, their faith in political system and faith in Washington decision makers is restored when they can see Congressman Grijalva come home. And they can see that he is not lining out a set of alternative facts to convince them that polluters' interests are actually their interests. And we know that we can trust his leadership to protect farm workers from pesticides, to expand and protect national parks and monuments, and that he will stand alongside with his peers like Congressman Raul Ruiz and demand a halt to the Dakota Access Pipeline. We can see that the 50 other congressional members of color who filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court back in April alongside a group of 200 members of Congress in support of the EPA's landmark Clean Power Plan, which would have been the single biggest step our country has taken to reduce carbon pollution from power plants that fuel climate change. We have one of the most anti-environmental, pro-polluter presidents in our history who is jeopardizing the basic essential protections to air, water, lands, and public health. President Trump has assembled one of the most out-of-touch, predominantly white men cabinets in recent history who are unraveling the very protections and agencies that they are tasked to oversee. These policies and these men do not reflect the values and votes expected by communities of color and are a sharp contrast to the values and votes of the vast majority of congressional members of Congress who are people of color in their caucuses. This report is not only an acknowledgement and thank you to those members of Congress who continue to stand strong on environmental protection, but it's also a call to the administration to ensure that its decision makers reflect the racial and ethnic diversity of our nation and that the health of our communities and safety of our planet takes precedence over polluters' profits. Thank you to all the members of Congress who are champions, like Senator Hirono, for their leadership and their commitment. And we hope that this report serves as a tool and as a spark for demanding greater accountability and protections for our health, for our communities and planet. With that, I will turn it over to the operator, who will moderate questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. Waiting on standby for questions. I'm not showing any audio questions at this time.
Excellent. Well, thank you all so much for joining. If you think of any other questions, we're happy to follow up offline. Thanks so much and have a great day. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.